Normally you wouldn't see a chair in a music museum, but this is not any chair. This is one of the chairs from the original Ed Sullivan Theater. Those who were sitting in this chair witnessed so many of the great artists that performed on the Ed Sullivan Show, from James Brown, the Rolling Stones, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, and of course, the Beatles. No music museum would be complete without an exhibit from Les Paul. We were lucky enough to know Les. The video was made with Les Christmas night a few years before he passed away at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York City. The Go Records and Les's exhibit were in his house until he passed away from the early 50s. These are the earliest examples of a Go record. They're actually the metal platings that were used, and then they added the paper record label to the metal pressings. The 1975 Gibson Les Paul recording model was one that Les owned and designed, of course. And the reason that we acquired it is because Les used it to perform on the Grammy-winning album Chester and Lester that he recorded here with the great Chet Atkins. Chet kind of pulled Les out of retirement to make this album, and it was a very well-received album. Like I said, it's a Grammy-winning album, and we couldn't think of a better guitar to have here, since it was used to record with Chet, and it was recorded here in Nashville. Most guitar players, Chet Atkins and Les Paul, were huge Django Reinhardt fans. And Django was a guitarist that had burned his fingers and basically could play with the two good fingers he had better than most people could with five. And his method of playing was so unique because that's the way he had to play. And so people like Chet and Les that had five fingers were amazed at how great he was using what he had left, which was like two fingers.